Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Monday, the happiest day of my life for last 3 years, from the day that I got my own radio show on LA Talk Radio called Accent On. Everybody thinks, huh, what unusual title, cool title, I agree, but this is a reason why, because my accent is funny, and mostly I'm bringing to my studio people who are successful, who have unusual life stories, and mostly they have cool accents. Today, we have me with crazy, unusual, lovely, I think, Polish, American, I don't know what accent I have. Some people say, are you French? Are you Russian? Are you Polish? I don't know what I am anymore, but accent what I have, I cherish. Then, Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday from 6 till 7, Pacific time on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We will be having 50 minutes of our show. We'll be playing music, talking great stuff, great life stories. And then very fast, from 7 till 8 p.m. Pacific time, we'll be moving to another studio for another show. And that's where things are happening in much cooler maybe way, because everything's on a camera. Everybody wants to be known in LA. Everybody wants to have their own show on camera. I wanted to, and I got it. Then for last 5 Mondays, Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, is taped live, like I said, from 7 till 8. Then please, everybody who wants to see the hot rocker who sounds like, oh my gosh, and then very hot painter who just has very unusual accent, he will tell us also why he thinks he has cool accent. You can see us and you can understand what we are talking about and why I think my guests for today are so, so special. Okay, time for introduction. We don't care how old we are. We don't care who wants to talk first. Okay, Andrew? Okay, Andrew is pointing to another guest of mine. Really hot gentleman. And your name is?
My name is Pauly Z.
Pauly Z. You know what? I think it's a very hard name, especially for stage, but your name is a little bit longer.
My real name. Ah, not everybody knows that. Well, it makes sense for this show because my real name is Paul Zabludowski.
Okay. Jacob, do you like this name?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we need to teach Paul how to say his own name.
Zabludowski?
Zabludowski. Love it.
Yes.
And you need to have like sad face, not like... No, you need to be like Zabludowski. You are Polish officially.
I am.
Okay. And you have Polish blood in you, yes?
Yes. I am half Polish and half Colombian.
And this when everything starts.
Yeah.
Girls, ladies, and men too. Run to the picture on Accent on Facebook, on both Accents On, and check this dude out. He is, like I'm saying, tall. He belongs to the stage, to the acting part that hopefully he's also developing. Outside of that, he has heart of gold, but he's taken. He got just married to your love of your life. What is her name?
Well, her stage name is Lucia Marco, but her real name is Marinkovic Espinosa. She's Argentinian.
No, people, I'm saying people, my people who listen to the show. I know that Polly will be back with his wife. They couldn't just make it today together, but this will be very hot show. We have Colombian and your wife again. She's
Argentinian.
Argentinian. I am Polish. We're all hot-blooded people. And you have a little bit Polish, which means you got some darkness about you and your sadness.
Half Polish, yeah. A little bit, more than a little.
Daddy was born in Poland. He's a Jewish...
No, not my father. I believe his grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah, his grandfather was born in Bialystok.
Bialystok. Bialystok. No, don't say it. That's a really beautiful town. And what I'm saying...
Is it? I never knew if it was Białystok or Bialystok, because I've heard it both different
let's
ways.
Let's teach Polly how to say Białystok.
Oh, Białystok.
Yay!
Białystok.
Now we know your name is Zabludowski, and your grandpa came from Białystok.
Yes. And the only thing that was interesting about my name is it ends in a Y. Not an I, and all the other Polish people I know end in I. And I was told, I don't know if this is true or not, I was told that if you were Jewish in Poland, they changed it to a Y so they can know who was Jewish and who wasn't.
We never
heard
of that.
Is that a
myth? No. Andrzejku, you are Andrzej. We'll also introduce you officially. But I don't think so. I never heard about that. I think it's more Americanized. When you come to America, you like to have Y because it's easier maybe for people here to understand our name.
Basically, locals have been twisting their tongue, trying to pronounce my original name, which is Andrzej Kowodziej. And I keep it as my legal name in Poland, not to upset my mother. But when I came here and someone tried to pronounce my name, I was blushing, you know. Everybody looked at me because nobody would be able to pronounce it. Yeah. So I did a little operation on my name. I changed it into Andrzej into Andrew, and Kowodziej into Kowodziej. And now I can function with my American legal name, which I use for the credit cards, for police, all kinds of reasons. But it was still too complicated name, so I dissected it a little bit. I cut the tail of it, and I am now just Kolo, Andrew Kolo.
I love it. Now you introduced yourself to our listeners. And again, Andrew Kowodziej, by Y, but now his name is a little shorter for everybody to have just easy way to remember. Andrew Kolo.
And I also have a pen name, which is Andrew, my first name, and my middle name, which is Jacob, Andrew Jacob, just to confuse my enemies, which I don't have too many. They died off and without my help. But I still have a few.
You know what? You are funny. Because I spoke to you on the phone. We got introduced by our friend. Then we just talked on the phone, and I knew you'd be perfect for my show. And I just need to explain people what we heard right now. As a reason why you are a poet, you are a painter, you are an educator, you are a writer, you are a manager in a way, and you are producing some good shows in your past. You are the one man that I ever met in my life outside of Polly, who is happy still, 2 weeks after being married, that you say, life is great, no problem, I'm fine, you know, everything is just fine. I love that, you know, because I whine too much. No wine drinking. I'm saying whining. Wine too much. But really, life is beautiful. We're in California. Sun is going down like in my song, but really still is beautiful here. Our life here is not so bad. That's why we are here.
Yeah.
To tell people our life stories, okay? Yeah. And we have also music, because that's what Ilona Europa, which is also not my name, is my name that I decided to put to not make somebody else to, you know, have problem pronouncing my name and saying, she's a singer, but she has an accent. Nobody liked it. But when I add Ilona Europa, everybody said, oh, cool, she's from Europe. That's why she has an accent. It's funny how this works, but that's how it works, you know. Polly Z, let's start from you.
Okay.
I have your bio. short but very tight. I like it. I like it. You're very young still. I think you're very, very young. You lived few lives. You're well educated. And what I love about you outside of your sound of your voice and music that we'll be playing, I love that you care about children. How this could be that in a much younger age, you like to entertain youth, very young youth sometimes. Just rewind your bio a little bit for people and just start explaining what do you think the most important journey steps are in your life. What really made you who you are right now, which you look like 20-something. I think you're a tiny little bit older.
The lighting in here must be amazing.
The neon light is perfect. Yes. Okay, just Polly, just tell us. I can say the same or read with funky accent, but I know from your mouth to people's ears, this will be sounding really, really hot. Okay, then please explain, who is Polly Z?
Well, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, and that's why I have a Brooklyn accent.
Oh, yeah.
In case you were wondering, Andrew or Andre, no, what would you prefer?
Andrew.
Yeah. So that's my accent. You know, I grew up with everyone saying, hey, how you doing? Hey, forget about it. Hey. That was the accent that
it's
I was
very
about.
Sexy. It's very nice because has this, you know, you see street smart people when they talk like that, you know, yeah, you better don't with me, you know, obvious.
It's kind of a tough swagger. It's got a little bit of swagger to it, you know what I mean? But my father was, I guess a lot of it comes from my dad because he was a teacher and is very good with children and also a musician and an artist. And, you know, he had all that creativity. So I grew up with a lot of music in the house, and he used to sit and play with us with toys, and we would build stuff, you know, so I wasn't out in the streets like a lot of other people were.
Oh, you had a great family.
Oh, yeah. And then
good
my
parents.
Mother, yeah, it's all down to parents.
Absolutely.
And my mom, even though she doesn't really, she's not really the creative one, she was the one that gave me all the sort of outgoing personality skills. Because my dad has very few friends and is just would rather be home doing his thing. But my mother loves people, loves to be the center of attention, loves to host, loves to, you know, to make sure everyone's having a good time. So that combination of that sort of like electric personality with the creative, luckily I got the good stuff from both of them, I made for a great combination. So it just made sense for me to be on stage or always in front of a camera. And I just naturally love working with kids and I love doing rock. It's a very interesting life because my daytime is very different than my nighttime. you know, when you're in the rock and roll world, it's a very different vibe than when you're playing with like 2-year-olds.
Yes, but having these two different lives, the one soft one, you communicate with children, you need to be so real and so honest. Children.
And patient.
And patient. You are right. You know, I am coaching a lot of young talents and sometimes I'm bringing the young singers here because they are so talented. And to find a real, real talent is not so easy. To entertain children who have some talents, it's not easy. I would say easier. But entertain children who just don't have attention span or like they don't care and change their brain into just focusing on what you really want to present to them, especially entertainment, is not easy. And they are spoiled and they are running around like brats, you know, then I don't even know what to do except.
It's just a skill. I think it's like anything else. Certain people are, you know, I know a lot of, especially men, there's not a lot of male presence in early education when you think of preschool and elementary school.
Right.
Most of them are junior high and high school and above. So I don't know how I got it. I guess, like I said, from my father, but I naturally love the younger grades. And not only entertaining, but teaching, too. I write a curriculum, and I teach, and I have a company now and a couple of programs that I run that use music to teach academics, because I actually like academics. I know I was kind of – I was a nerd, but like a cool nerd. I don't know how to explain it.
You're cool. You're really cool. I think when it comes to artists, we need to just play your music, because people, first and foremost, need to understand that that's a very important part of your life, being a musician, songwriter, singer, and live performer. This is who you are. Then maybe you will tell us right now if they want to go to your website or where they can find you and how they can find you before we play first song.
Sure. Right now, I just put out my first EP, so I only have a temporary site. So if they just go to paulieze.com, which is PAULIEZ.com, or Z for non-Americans, they'll see like a landing page there. And then from there, you can go to like Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Most of the activities right now is on my official Facebook page until the website is done.
That's lovely. And, you know, typical American life story and creative people's life story, you just don't care, you just do it. You are just do it until you decide to not to. I think dreams can happen in any time, any age, and we need to just dream. And seems like you are doing your dream. Your first five songs album will be soon available, probably on iTunes.
Well, it's available now,
there.
Yeah.
Cool. Then I have the first song,
Live. Which one are you playing?
Live Today. Okay. Is this okay? Or you prefer Rise Again?
Your choice. Your
okay.
choice.
I want to live.
Ladies' choice.
I want to live today. Andrew, what do you think? We want to live today.
Yes.
And we want to live
I am
good.
For today. Yeah.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
hot. Hot. I love
Ilona, I'm taken. Remember, I'm taken.
Powerful.
No,
voice.
Song. Song is hot. Hot. Really, really good.
I notice some kind of Slavic or Polish sensitivity in this song.
The lyrics.
And no Brooklyn accent.
You don't hear it? Oh, that's a compliment, because sometimes it comes out and I've been working on...
No, don't work.
You don't
be
hear
yourself.
It.
You be yourself.
I see it as a Grammy material for next year.
Oh, that's... Wow.
What?
Wow.
Really?
You know, we'll find out a little bit more about Andrew. He did some good stuff in life. We want you to predict the right things for our guests.
I think
guests.
That I predicted
your music is
already,
really, really hot.
Really?
You know, you are...
That would be amazing.
You have sensitivities of the nice lyricists too. Your lyrics are beautiful. I loved, of course.
Thank
the
you.
Most important line who stuck in my head is that, when you look back and you have this few life that maybe you didn't do so well, are they wasted or, are they not? Do you think you had some wasted life in your life?
No, not. I didn't. I honestly haven't wasted a second, to be honest with you. It's an interesting journey, because I came from a more of a hard rock. The band that I'm most well known for is a band called ZO2, and we had a TV show called Z-Rock, and we were very great, great band, like musically, and we had great personality and chemistry. But the music and the songs were very showy. Like, I had big hair, and we had flashy clothes, and it was very much like Aerosmith kind of vibe, Kiss, you know? And it was great. But I never, my life, I was very charmed. I had a great upbringing, great friends, great family. Everything was great. Like, the worst thing that ever happened was when my grandparents died. Like, that's the most traumatic thing that ever happened to me. So I don't feel like I ever really dug deep enough. I had no reason to dig deep enough to be able to write like that. And then what had happened was I just went through, in 2010, the TV show didn't get picked up, and we found ourselves unemployed. We had a big falling out with our managers. I went bankrupt, which was really tough. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually married before, and I was with my ex for 8.5 years, and she left. When I needed her the most, she left.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the most, soul crushing moment of my life. And but from that, I look back, and this is the one thing that you read, and people say, like, the worst moments in your life can only create greatness. And it's hard to understand at the moment, but it really did. It pushed me to want, like, I couldn't sing those songs anymore.
The
now I was singing,
deeper.
Yeah, Holly, I had to.
I went through bankruptcy deeper. With my ex-husband, and then he left after bankruptcy, too. I needed him the most after 24
you would
years
think,
of marriage.
You would think when they say those words, right? I do.
Till death do us part.
But I'll tell you the truth. I didn't think I would, the songs on this EP, if you really listen to them, from the beginning, I put them in a certain way. Rise Again is coming back up, because I was on top, and it fell down. And then Live Today is reflection. Time Waits for No One is finding love again. A Call to Love was sort of trying to get that love back. And then the last song, Every Little Bit of You, is about Lucia, because the truth is, I really was jaded. I didn't think I would get married again.
No, this
if you
ask
me 2 years ago,
I'm done.
No. And now, and look, and I'm as happy as can be. So it's amazing.
Okay, Paulie brings hope in studio that love exists, and he really, in a young age, he went through a little bit hell. What can I say? I know it's tough. I was a little bit older when my life, much older than my life crashed, and the last 3 years we are rising. I cannot wait to play your song.
Rising.
Yes, Rising, because that's really important. You have a message. You have the strength that people need to talk about, because we have...
Anyone who did anything great in their life, if you actually research and read about them, they all failed multiple times. No one gets to the top of the mountain without failing. So failure is not bad. It's only bad if you look at it in a bad way. But failure is just a lesson. Yeah. People spend thousands of dollars to go to college to learn. Life, you can learn for free.
Yeah.
But Andrew, you were going to say something.
Andrew, yes.
I really believe that... after you get your first Grammy, she will return.
And what will
I don't want her to
married.
Return.
You don't?
No, I just got married.
He's just married with another
family. Now I hope he's not right.
Or she'll return,
and I'll be like, sorry.
Sorry.
Too late.
Too late. I found better. And to be honest with you, that was a great... Listen, it didn't end well, but it was a great relationship. But the truth is, Lucia, who I have now, is a much better partner, life partner. Like... I was younger. She was younger. We were like prince and princess. But like to me, Lucia is a queen, and now I'm learning how to become a king. I feel like I'm growing up. I'm trying to become her king, and for to be parents and for a mother and a wife and someone to grow old with, I can't find better than
Lucia.
But
you know, I love what you're saying. For you, she's a queen, and now you will become king because of her kingdom. But honestly, if wife is unhappy, husband will never be happy. And if wife is really not supporting perfectly husband's, you know, dreams, obviously you will never fly and flourish, and you want this support. And but looking at wife, like she's your queen. I love you already. Wife, where is your wife? I want to talk to your wife right away, because she will give us few pointers how to have men like you in our life.
Well, when she met me, I was at the rock. I was at the lowest too, you know. So it's an interesting journey that she was.
How many years you are together?
Two.
Good for you. Good for you both. Just congratulations again. I know this will be the one forever, I'm sure. And then
we are talking. I feel like I'm hogging the mic.
Yes, we are hogging it. That's what we do. We need to do transition. That is the right one. And I transition is that I spoke with Andrew in a color in a room. And like I said, he seems pretty okay and happy with his life, and I try to get some bad things from his life. Now give me something you cannot.
You know, basically, I was born that way.
That's
being
beautiful.
Positive, optimistic all the time, and happy.
Wow!
And that's my attitude.
Your parents were also wonderful, or you can say could be better.
Basically, my life, directions in my life. Started when I was 7 of age, when they were looking for a profession. I can be a doctor of or accountant. Or they were not sure. And so one day I drew my father when he was reading a paper with glasses on his nose, and my grandmother discovered this portrait. Hmm. And she was stunned. She showed it to everybody, and she said, "Oh, Andrew is so talented. See, he's a genius, and he's much more talented than Pablo Picasso. That's why he has to become an artist. And look, Pablo Picasso would draw a father's ear on his forehead or something. Andrew didn't do it. He just put the ears in the right place." And they gathered together, and they have been discussing if
direction.
Father said that I have to be an engineer because he was a director of technical school, and I had to take over the position in the future.
Just have steady job.
Yeah, mother wanted me to become a priest because I was quiet.
I
was very helpful.
Okay, that's beautiful.
You would make a great priest, actually.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you have a very soft demeanor, like very relaxed.
And then, of course, I read you're a painter, poet, educator. You're living in Hollywood for many, many years from 1978.
Fight.
Yes. Then you studied, I need to tell this, you studied at Nicholas Copernicus University in Torun.
Yes.
And that's a really, really old, amazing university. What did you study?
You know, this is another coincidence, because when they wanted me to become an artist, they called my uncle, who was very, very well-known artist, poet, actor in my little city where I grew up, near Krakow. And then my uncle came over, took a look at the portrait and said, "Well, it might be some talent in it, but we don't need another artist in the family." And remaining members of family were crushed. And when my uncle went to his vacation, he was teaching in Fine Arts High School, history of art and painting. And when he was on vacation, my mother took me for the entry exam to the art high school, and I passed the exams easily. And after vacation, I'm in the class hiding in the back, and my uncle comes over, and he reads the names of the new students, and he says, "Andrew Colozzi, "That's you, Andrew?" I said, "Yes." And he was shocked. He threw
angry.
Angry, yeah.
Look
he
at you.
The books.
Don't listen to your family. Families, there are friends who love you. If yeah. family is not so good, but that was scary because he could crush your life then. Yeah. And God, thank you to your mommy didn't listen.
And he went to the office, called my mom.
No.
And mom said, "Well, he wanted to be to learn no. to draw, to paint. I couldn't stop him." And she said, maybe after he finishes high school, he will become engineer or a priest.
That's a
so she gave him some hope that I won't be an artist.
So you went to art school?
Yeah, they were discussing. I was not involved in it. They were discussing what
for
I
you.
Have to for
oh,
me.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's unusual.
And they decided that to become an artist would be very shaky, and I wouldn't be too happy. And especially financially. So I should become an art restorer,
okay.
conservator.
Okay.
And it was a special department, the best in entire Poland, in Copernicus Absolutely. University.
Wow, okay. Then restoration, like having paintings. Yes,
yeah, very lucrative profession.
But you told me that you treat painting as a profession, but you are man of many, many lovely professions. I cannot find. He still doesn't want to tell me what he's doing for real. Like, what you doing,
he's
man?
Very mysterious.
Mysterious man.
Yeah.
But he's doing a lot. I know.
Well, at least
I know
we found out
fact.
He's a painter. Now I didn't know anything.
Okay,
no,
I told you.
I go to Las Vegas from time to time and I play.
Look at you,
that's
what you're saying.
That's a good career right
I
there.
Love Vegas. I'm always losing, but my gosh, being so content going. Yeah.
If you don't mind my answer, what was your. Because I went to art school as well. Oh. I have 8 years actually for illustration in New York.
Artist.
Yeah, my bachelor's is in art.
Wow.
Yeah, so what did you
we
use?
To
paint?
Talk. Well, what oil? Happened, I started art conservancy at the college, and during the first year, everybody were coming to me and said, "Andrew, you paint too well for this department. You should study painting." And I heard this over and over from everybody. So after the first year, I went to the dean of the department. I took a few paintings and I said, "Sir, I like what I'm studying right now, but I would prefer to learn painting if I can be switched to a different department." And I brought some paintings to show you.
And now in 1975, you said that you traveled to America with your friend, which he decided to get married here, had a girlfriend, and you decided to stay here. In a way, your life in Poland is what was probably very charming beginning of your life, but real life you have in California for so many years. Then, you just better tell us, after winning many things in Vegas, much money and trips to Vegas, I know you are also promoting a lot of amazing shows.
Right.
I know that you are head of organization that is pretty artsy.
Yeah,
you need to tell us about that.
Yeah, this is basically a creative group of painters.
Yeah.
It's not association or club.
And you treat this more like business, to keeping all these great artists together?
Rather like a passion, know, to for creative reasons. And the name of this group is Crack Art. And we are exhibiting for years in California. We exhibited in Mexico City, New York, Washington, Paris, even in Warsaw, Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how many artists do you have?
Usually we had 4 or 5 artists, but
they're all living in LA?
Yes.
Are they doing okay?
Oh, they are doing
because being great artists and doing okay, like we know, Polly also and myself, is two different things.
Two totally different things.
Are they doing okay?
Yeah, one is teaching at UCLA Fine Arts,
he's
another
well.
At Art Center College in Pasadena.
Congratulations.
He is teaching poster, famous poster.
Isn't it amazing how teaching, thank God for teaching, like it's like the perfect job for artists.
It's a really great job.
It's perfect, you know?
And the other one is art restorer, and he restores Getty Villas.
Oh, come on.
Frescoes,
they are doing great. Oscar. We need to have them on the show
and
with you.
I've been teaching in a few colleges.
Come on. Now
painting?
We know a little bit more.
Painting? What do you teach? Oil?
Oil painting. California landscape and portrait. I can make your portrait.
Okay, that's listen, everybody. I just got offered to have our portrait done by Andrew Kolo. Sure. We said this on the air. You cannot not do that.
Yeah,
you
need to. It's legally binding now.
Legally binding. We have
too,
a partner.
Right?
Okay, and then we bought we have California. No, I call this paysage, but you call this California
landscape.
Paysage is much harder in Polish. The same word. Okay. We have one. You'll be back, but it's just I'm looking at the time because I need to play music. But I need to also tell people outside of that, you are producing on a stage something about Dalí.
Yeah, I wrote a play about Salvador Dalí that was staged last year in a theater in Hollywood.
2014 in Hollywood, and now this
now
play will be
at the Toronto Summer Theater Festival.
Congratulations!
So it's going forward.
And it's beautiful. Everybody who wants to see us here, as we will be showing a little bit of paintings in a book form, but we'll show on our show in 20 minutes on the best of Poland and Europe from 7 till 8 p.m. Pacific time. Everybody switch to video channel. We will be there and you can see us. That's so hot. Okay, little break. We need a music. I think we'll be rising again before show will end. But I want to hear live. I want to hear you singing live for us. Because this is, again, I repeat, hot. But for sure it's hot. If somebody can play like you can play and sing like you can sing, we appreciate a lot here.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Lovely.
So this song is called Time Waits for No One. And it was written about my travels between New York and LA. Now I'm more here than I was, but even now I just got back from New York. I just flew in last night and I just go back and forth so much, and I find that when you do what we do, and I'm sure you know this, Andrew, too, when you're a creative and artist and you're working so hard, it's hard to find time to make time for the people that are important in your life.
Yeah.
So that's what this song is about. Aww. Time waits for no one, but
beautiful.
The tag is I'll wait for you. So.
Okay.
Wake up, heading to the office on a downtown train. My time is money, not a minute to spare. Then I'm on my way to JFK. Gotta catch a meeting in LA and back in time for dinner in Times Square. Used to think that nobody could break my stride, but every time I see you standing by my side, slow down. Cause when we're together, don't even matter what I gotta do, I'd stay here forever. This time waits for no one, but I'll wait for you. Midnight meeting, a connection in a Soho bar. There's no time to party when there's money on the line. Cause I'm a VIP, but it don't come free. It's a never-ending hustle here in NYC. Got checks to cash and contracts to sign. I used to think that nobody could break my stride, but every time I see you standing by my side, I slow down. I always had the feeling that I wanted more. Never even knew what I was searching for. I know now. Cause when we're together,
Again, your voice is great, you know, energy is just crazy, but you are a poet, you are a lyricist. If rock can be soft and also tight with emotions, you have both worlds in your songs, you know. You are lyrical, but also you are aggressive, but you are amazing. I think star is born on my show, because I know he is a star, but I can claim that, like Andrew said, the Grammys in the making, I claim you are a star, and I have this hope that Accent on the Best of Poland in Europe will be creating unusual shows twice a year in LA, that people that are here on my show that I'm finding very, very unusual and great will be having time of their lives singing and just showing how the mixture of culture, mixture of parenthood and our life stories can bring unusual artists to everybody, you know, like they're just really. I think you are different than what really maybe is next door to us. You are just having more thoughtful lyrics.
I have to give credit where credit is due, because part of my journey from moving from the hard rock world to a more melodic songwriting world,
I love
was with writing with other people. That was the other thing. When you're in a rock band, usually you write your own songs. It's just like you guys and the producer, and you get into a sort of a style and a pattern. And once I started writing with other people that wrote, you know, on piano, people that wrote soul, people that wrote pop, it opened up a whole doorway that I didn't even realize was there. And the co-writer on all the songs on that EP and most of the songs I've been writing, his name is Charles Ramsey. So I'd like to just make sure I give him credit, because
hi Charles,
hi Charles.
Is he here?
No, he's in New York, but he always comes out to LA for the the big shows that we play. Next time we play, we'll bring him on, and he does harmony with me. And when our voices are together, it just really makes it work. But he is the kind of guy that takes. I tell him what I want to write about, and I give him the melody and the idea. And then he just like, pulls it. He's a better lyricist than I am. I mean, I'm not going to take credit.
Love
you know,
it.
He takes Love what it. I give him and he makes it.
You know, like you say, collaboration and
yeah,
having good partner and all of these things that we know is very hard to do alone.
You can't have an ego in this business.
No. We need to share. Andrew, we'll be seeing more of you and talking about your life more. Obviously, I think I love this song. I want to like almost repeat on a live show on a camera. And I want also, if I have no time to play Rise Again, I also
next
want,
time.
No, he's always
maybe,
next
maybe
time.
Maybe Andrew could paint me while I sing.
Yeah.
Can we do that next
oh
time?
Oh, my gosh. I would also like to share one of my songs, because we are talking rock and I'm pretty. I like to share my music on my own show with people. They have no choice except listen. Then that's what I will do right now. My life is like yours and yours. Easy come, easy go. Then
this is your music?
That's my music, my lyrics, my everything, my voice. I'm a singer also and songwriter. And it's produced by a very, very good producer, Josh Harris. And that's what it is. I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play. I believe I tried to understand you this time again.
understand you this time again. Anyway.
People understand that this is not a sad song. In the end, I'm stronger every day. In the end, even when your songs are so full of also retrospective thoughts and just you giving us understanding that life wasn't easy, but really you are finding yourself over and over too with Andrew and his paintings and million businesses that we still will find out in 10 minutes from now on an our TV show. Please, everybody switch to channel, video channel. We'll be there live. Then we are just optimistic. Are you optimistic? I know, Andrew, you are very, very optimistic. If people want to find, contact you, how can we find you? Where we can get you? Where we can write to you? Maybe somebody wants portrait, maybe want to buy your paintings, or maybe just learn life lesson from the great, great, amazing human.
Okay, the easiest way to see me and my paintings is our exhibition that is going to be opened this coming Saturday, June 13th, at Helada Gallery in Long Beach from 5 to 8 p.m. And we all members of our crack art group will be exhibiting their newest works. And also it will coincide with the Polish Day in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Celebration. That is going to happen in the same day.
We'll be repeating everything in a few minutes on the live show. Polizzi, oh my gosh, we'll be playing because we cannot play. We can play live, Rise Again. We want to rise again. Sure. That's all what we want to do. And I know there are the people here. We are doing our ways and we are fighters. And life is good. Thank you for today. And let's move to another studio. I'm so excited for the another one. Okay. Accent.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.